Kellogg's Pep.
The Super Delicious Cereal presents
The Adventures of Superman.
Faster than a speeding bullet. More powerful than a locomotive. Able to leap tall buildings at a single bound. Look, up in the sky. It's a bird. It's a plane. It's Superman.
Yes, it's Superman. And today, the Man of Steel is alone and helpless in a deadly atomic cyclotron. We'll learn what happens in a moment, but right now, let's stand by for a word from our good friend, Dan McCullough.
You know, most fellows and girls think that surprises are more fun than anything. That's why you members of the gang get such a kick out of it when Mom opens a new package of Kellogg's Pep. Of course, it's no surprise that this super delicious whole wheat flake cereal makes doggone good eating. But you never know exactly which comic button you're going to find inside the package. It might be a brand new one. Maybe Periwinkle with his bright red bow tie. Or Orphan Annie's dog Sandy. Or even Superman himself looking mighty powerful in his brilliant red and blue jersey. And if it's a duplicate comic button, you know, like one you already have pinned on your jacket or your dress or cap, why, that's even more fun because then you can exchange with your pals. And are these buttons smart-looking? Why, every single one of these 18 funny paper favorites looks a doggone real that, well, you'd know them right off the bat. But the best part is, these comic buttons are so easy to collect. You don't send in any money, not even a box stop. Fact is, you can't buy them anywhere. All you do is to make sure Mom gets you plenty of Kellogg's Pep, and you'll find your prize inside the package. So get your comic buttons, gang, from P.E.P. Pep. Made by Kellogg's of Battle Creek. Now, the adventures of Superman.
Resolved to ensure his own safety by eliminating Superman, Mr. Jones, the sinister and mysterious leader of the Crescent and Star Gang, obtained possession of a piece of kryptonite, the rare and deadly element, which, because of some curious chemical action, robbed Superman of all his great strength. By a clever ruse, Mr. Jones lured the Man of Steel into the presence of the kryptonite. And once dazed and helpless, he was taken to a laboratory on a mountain near Metropolis. Meanwhile, the truck in which Batman and Robin were trailing Mr. Jones broke down at the foot of the mountain. As we continue now, Superman's half-conscious body has been placed in a huge oven-like cyclotron, a machine used for smashing atoms. Seated at the cyclotron control board with Mr. Jones is Professor Noshima, a Japanese expert on atomics. He slowly turns a dial, and a low, eerie hum rises from the monstrous machine. Listen.
In a very few minutes, Mr. Jones, the nuclear fission of the kryptonite will begin. And that will be the end of Superman.
You're sure, Noshima?
I am positive. The piece of kryptonite you gave me is the most radioactive element in existence. When its atoms are bombarded, it releases 100-fold more neutrons than even U-235 or plutonium. Nothing on Earth can withstand its force.
That's what the Germans thought when they created their Atom Man. But it didn't work. Superman survived.
I have told you, they made one mistake.
You told me, but frankly, I didn't understand you. This is all Greek to me.
It is really quite simple. When the atom is smashed, and the neutrons are permitted to escape, they must escape in what is called a fission, or a chain. Just as the machine gun bullets escape from the muzzle of a gun one after the other.
Yes, I see.
The Germans, in creating their atomic man, did not provide for a continuous chain reaction. Therefore, the bombardment of Superman's body was not complete.
And in this machine, it will be?
Yes.
What's that?
The heat is expanding the kryptonite and feeding it into position. In a moment or two, the atomic reaction will begin. You wish to observe it?
You mean I can actually watch Superman being destroyed?
Yes. Here, put these dark glasses on. They will protect your eyes from the blinding light which will soon develop.
All right.
Now, look directly at the glass panel on the control board. At intervals, a bell will ring, and you will see reflected on the panel exactly what is going on within the cyclotron. There, it begins.
Yes. Yes, I see him. He's on his hands and knees.
He's struggling against the atomic reaction.
What are those strange green flashes? Like miniature lightning.
Those are the beta rays of the kryptonite. Watch closely now. In less than a minute, you will see.
No, wait.
Who is that?
Jones. John!
It's the Lapper. Don't bother us now, Lapper. We're in the middle of a...
Get off that thing. I've got to talk to you.
Not now.
Turn it off, I said. There's trouble.
Trouble? And turn it off, Noshima.
Oh, very well, Mr. Jones.
Now, what is it, Lapper? Why didn't you close the door? You know how sensitive I am to drafts. Now I'll have to spray my throat.
Stop wasting time with that spray bottle and listen.
I'm listening. I don't want to catch pneumonia.
Maybe that'll be better than the electric chair.
Electric chair?
What are you talking about?
You remember that trick you said was following you out here tonight?
I said I thought it was following us. I was mistaken. It turned off at the foot of the mountain.
That's what you think. It parked down there with its lights out.
It did?
Yes. Your boys, Tara and Marco, started down to look it over. I heard a rumpus in the dark and went down after them. I found them both in a ditch alongside the road, out cold.
What? Who did it?
I didn't wait for them to come to tell me. I hurried back here.
There may have been police or FBI men in that truck.
Exactly what I was thinking, Jones, and so I'm getting out. I stopped by to tip you off and pick up my kryptonite. I'll take the back road down the mountains to the woods.
You're crazy. You can't leave now.
I'm not tangling with the police, Jones. They've got too much on me. Let me have that kryptonite.
We can't give it to you. It's in the cyclotron.
Well, get it out and hurry.
Don't be a fool, Arthur. We've got Superman in there. In a minute or two, we'll finish him.
Yeah, well, maybe I can and maybe I can't, and I'm not waiting. Now, will you get it out for me?
Don't move, Arthur.
Put down that gun,
no,
Jones.
No, no. You're not going to upset my plans, you stupid coward.
The police,
there's
you fool.
There's plenty of time to take care of Superman before they get here.
They might be hiding in the woods outside right now. It's pitch dark. They can sneak up here.
This laboratory is built of stone and steel. Walls are 3 feet thick. Noshima.
Yes, Mr. Dunn.
Close the outside door and bolt it. Hurry!
But listen to me, Jones.
Don't move, Lapper. You'll never move again. Close and bolt the door, Noshima.
But the Lapper might be right. If many police come, we should escape before they reach you.
Will you do as I say? Or shall I shoot you?
No. Do not shoot. I will do as you say.
Hurry!
You're crazy, Jones. I should have known better than to hook up with you. What if the walls are 3 feet thick? We can't stay here forever. We'll be trapped like rats.
No, we won't. At least I won't. I have a plan. I always have a plan.
Mr. Batman, it's Batman.
I've got it, Robin. Let me go.
No, you don't.
Mr. Jones!
It's Batman and Robin.
Oh, so again. I'll take care of them.
Hit the floor, Robin.
They got the jack. And now we'll get you. What happened to the lights?
Batman turned them off.
Come on, Robin. Up and at them.
Right beside you, Pappy. I can't see them.
There they are.
You okay, Robin?
Never better. I see a big fat shadow ahead.
Well, that's a laugh. And he's for me.
Oh, yeah? Come and get me.
Well, here I come. Get Jones, Robin.
Check.
How do you like that, Lapper? Come on, Lapper. Let's see your laugh.
I'll murder you, Batman.
Yeah, try it, Fat Stuff. And try this on your bazooka. That takes care of our laughing friend. Robin. Hey, Robin, where are you?
Looking for Jones. Where are you, Jonesy? I've got something for you.
So have I. Speak up, Jones.
Stay away.
Oh, he's off to the right.
Check. Stay away, I said. Or I'll turn the dial on the cyclotron. And Superman will be finished. He's inside.
Christopher Columbus.
He's bluffing.
Got my hand on the dial. If I hear you take one step toward me, and I warn you, I've got ears like a cat, I'll turn the dial, and Superman will die.
Who are you trying to kill?
I'll show you. Look. Look at this glass plate on the control board. You can see him.
Jeepers, he's right, Batman. Superman is in the cyclotron.
Yes.
Now, listen to me. I want you both to walk back to the door. Turn on the lights when you get there so I can see you. Then walk out of the door. Get started and I'll turn the dial, and that'll be the end of Superman.
What'll we do, Batman?
I don't know, Chum. It looks like he's got us.
Helpless, torn with indecision, Batman and Robin stand in the darkness while a few feet away at the huge control board, Mr. Jones holds his hand on one of the innumerable dials. What will happen? We'll return in a moment to find out, but first, here is your announcer.
I don't know why it is, but there always seems to be a lot of rivalry between the fellows and the girls in our neighborhood. Believe me, the fellows don't want to let the girls get ahead of them in anything. So, there's a real race on nowadays in collecting those brilliant colored comic buttons from packages of Kellogg's Pep. I don't know who's ahead, but I do know that all the kids are mighty busy exchanging duplicates, for instance. Boy, that's really fun. Suppose you have two comic buttons with Smitty on them, but you don't have a Superman button. So, you find out which one of your pals has an extra Superman and whether he needs a Smitty in his collection. You make the trade, and both of you are a little farther on your way to collecting all 18 buttons in the series. It's a kind of thrill, too, to pin your new button with the others on your jacket or your dress or cap so everybody can see how many you've collected. Better get busy on your collection, gang. Ask Mom to get you some more of that super delicious whole wheat flake cereal, Kellogg's Pep, because that's the only way you can get these swell comic buttons. You can't buy them anywhere, and you don't send in any money, not even a box stop. But there's an exciting prize for you in every package of P.E.P. Pep, made by Kellogg's of Battle Creek. Now, back to the adventures of Superman.
Having fought their way into a mountain laboratory where Superman is helpless in a huge atom-smashing cyclotron, Batman and Robin disposed of the laugher, only to be stopped by the cunning Mr. Jones. Standing in the dark laboratory, his hand on one of the many dials on the great control board, Mr. Jones threatens that unless Batman and Robin leave, he will twist the dial and destroy Superman. Batman and Robin discuss their predicament in low tones.
What do we do, Batman?
Start walking to the door, I said. I'll count to three. If you don't stop by then, I'll turn the dial.
Okay. You win, Jones.
I always win. All right. Walk to the door. Turn on the lights there and then leave.
Okay.
We can't trust him, Robin. He'll turn that dial as soon as we're out of the place.
Sure he will.
Then let's take him in fast. He's just off to the right.
Check.
I'll start counting. One.
Come on, Robin.
Four. All right. I intended to finish Superman anyhow. Now, in a moment, Superman will be dead.
Oh, yeah? I've got him, Robin. Turn off the cyclotron.
Okay, take the one for me.
Wait. Wait. You hear that?
In a few seconds, the kryptonite atoms will bombard Superman and destroy
him. Turn it off, Robin. Hurry.
I'm trying to, but there are 100 dials and levers and gadgets on this board. I don't know which is which.
Which is the right dial, Jones? Hurry and turn it for us.
No. No. You've got me, but Superman will die. In only a few seconds.
Robin,
now,
for Pete's sake.
Nothing happened. Help me, Batman.
Okay. Come here, Jones.
I can show you how to turn it off, but I won't. Superman will die. He'll die.
Frantically, Batman and Robin twist dials and press levers on the huge control board, seeking in vain to stop the atomic chain reaction of the kryptonite, which is now beginning. And within the great cyclotron, Superman lies helpless as the green lightning flashes and forks toward him. Have Batman and Robin battled so gallantly against such great odds to save their famous friend, only to fail at the very end? Don't miss tomorrow's smashing climax of our story, fellows and girls. Amazing and exciting things happen. So be sure to tune in, same time, same station, and thrill to The Adventures of Superman.
Faster than a speeding bullet. More powerful than a locomotive. Able to leap tall buildings at a single bound. Look, up in the sky. It's a bird. It's a plane. It's Superman.
Fellows and girls, be sure to follow The Adventures of Superman, brought to you every day, Monday through Friday, same time, same station, by the grand old Kellogg Company of Battle Creek. And for other thrilling adventures of Superman, see your local newspaper. Superman is also a copyrighted feature, appearing in Superman DC Publications. Give a hip hip hooray, gang. It's back. For you and me, now there's Kellogg's famous variety. That's the swell variety carton with 10 separate generous packages of Kellogg's cereals, including Kellogg's Pep, Rice Krispies, Shredded Wheat, Corn Flakes, Crumbles, and 40% Bran Flakes. Each box in Kellogg's variety holds a fresh, crisp, heaping portion. Just help yourself to your favorite kind. Makes breakfast a picnic of fun. So ask Mom to get Kellogg's variety right away. And be sure to be with us tomorrow for the thrilling adventures of Superman. This is the Mutual Broadcasting System.